And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And we've got a lot of stuff for you today.
I know, we got a ton of stuff.
This week on Channel 9 sucks.
PDC. I don't know what this event is. You'll have to tell me about it.
So you guys can agree to be on our countdown show, so we're just going to ambush your set.
You're on now.
So I got this timer.
Guess what?
Timer.
10
minutes. I think everybody's in on this.
By the way, where do they get the dollars for this set?
I don't know who they're sleeping with.
Our studio's like 12 studios down near the bathroom or something like that.
All right, we have 10 minutes to talk about Show Off and the online experience of PDC, because this is what Dan and Brian are in
That's
charge
right.
of.
Wow,
yeah, exciting. Timer's dialed up.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, they even get a PC on their show.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah, get over them.
We're in the 90s.
Okay. What the hell is Show Off?
All right. Actually,
Best thing ever.
Do you want to go through the history of Show Off? Because I know some people know about it from old school PDC, people that have attended PDC before, and Mix. Since it was something you and Thomas started.
Quickly, no. For once, please.
No.
No.
Okay. So what Show Off is it's a competition. I think the prizes are
$500
gift cards. Mm-hmm. But the goal is to show off what cool things people are doing in the community. I think it was, what was the specific event that you had gone to?
SIGGRAPH.
Where they literally like have a movie theater and they show just cool things that people are doing, whether it's art, animation, whatever it happens to be. And can you apply that same concept to people doing cool software development? So I remember one of the first years, it was somebody had an accelerometer on a PC. It was almost like an iPhone, and they were playing the puzzle game, which now ships with
iPhone. Yeah, like the maze with the marble thing.
Yeah, cool. And the camera. So,
matter of fact, it wasn't an accelerometer.
It was a
webcam attached to the end of a tablet PC.
Yep.
And they actually used the Intel like Vision Library that would actually watch the floor and figure out the angle based on that.
So you can play it in space.
If I remember correctly.
You can play it in space. That's awesome.
Yes.
Is this open to anyone?
You don't even have to be going to PDC for this. We hope that you will, of course, but because it's a great chance to show off. To me, it's not really about the cash that you can win. It's really about getting up in front of a few hundred people and showing awesome stuff you've been working on in your garage. So whether you soldered it, coded it, whatever, we want to see it. And we encourage you to check out MicrosoftPDC.com, and all the rules are up there. And basically just put together a 3-minute video and send that to us. And we'll show it in front of
everyone. What's the alias? Just...
I don't remember off the top of my head, so just go check out the contact.
We'll put it in there.
There's a bunch of things that we asked for as well. So who worked on this with you? What technologies did you use? You can really use any technologies out there. We just ask that you use at least one Microsoft technology.
Right on.
It's fun to sit in these things too. So we did one at PDC 05. Mm-hmm. There's obviously one at Mix 08 as well. So this will really be our third Show Off event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one at Mix 08, we can probably find a clip of the Crayon Physics Deluxe one. But that was just
sweet.
Yeah. That was so gorgeous to watch.
That's an awesome game.
Where like everybody that was watching it was like, you could literally hear the crowd going, ooh.
Yeah.
It was like a great experience as you were talking about.
Oh, totally. I remember the feedback that we got for that particular one was, I want to buy this now, I want to buy this now,
yeah.
I wish I could have this now.
Exactly,
but it was one of those kinds of things.
Yep.
But the cool thing about it is it's like when you work on something as a developer or designer and you've got it on your laptop and it's like, hey, come on in my office, I want to show you this cool thing. That's really what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
But these submissions should be more technical in nature and not like marketing stuff, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so if this is just a product you're trying to sell, chances are we won't show your video. But if it's something that, you build a robot and you play soccer, whatever, that's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
Yeah, very so cool. It's always cool stuff. So.
And I like that the constraints are still really loose. So it's not like you will speak in front of a camera or you will record a Camtasia video cast.
Right.
Kind of do whatever you want, right, as long as you tell it. We had some funny ones that had some humor in them. We had some that are just super geeky.
And touching ones, even.
Yeah, we did.
The guy,
40-year-old,
yes.
I think it was.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly right.
That was great. So if you didn't see this one, it's really cool. Basically, what he did is a WPF visualization that allows him to go in and record all of his memories. So he's got everything from when he got married to when his kids were born to when his father died. And then he was able to plot some interesting things. And he was able to show that, for example, the strongest memories that he had actually happened during the summer. So that was really neat and something you don't often think about, but he was able just by building this application to figure that out. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, the other one I remember from Mix was the Data Glove one, where they actually took just some normal gloves, put some little LEDs on the end of it, and we're able to sense it and kind of do the minority report manipulation.
Yeah, using a Wiimote. Yeah. Yeah,
totally cool.
Yeah.
Totally cool stuff.
Yeah. Right on. And so, when does this close? When's the deadline?
It's listed at MicrosoftPDC.com. It's about.
Do these guys know anything?
I think it's like five. It's on the website.
We crashed their set.
You don't need to memorize anything. Oh, it's on Wikipedia or whatever.
Why don't you ask me Supreme Court things that I disagree with?
Where were you?
Or what periodicals I read?
I want to say it's the 17th, October 17th.
Okay.
But check
coming
the website
up soon.
For sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right on. Switching topics, shall we?
Yeah, let's switch.
So, Brian, mm-hmm. I heard that all of the sessions at PDC are going to be online within 24 hours, and they're free to anyone in the whole damn world.
Wow, you're committing me here on the air. that's right, actually. So what we did with Mix 07 and Mix 08, we're now bringing the PDC 2008. So you can't make it to the event. We understand that. We'd love to have you there. But if you can't make it and you want to see all the great stuff that's going on, you can stream the day one and day two keynotes online,
live.
And then within 24 hours after every session, so not just the keynotes, but the breakout sessions as well, you'll be able to check out full fidelity presentations, recordings. You can download them. You can throw them onto your Zoom. You can take them with you on your iPod. We don't care as long as you get the content. So
you don't even need a Windows Live ID to do that, right?
You don't. Actually, everything's going to be hosted on Channel 9. So you
can
So aren't you cannibalizing my event? I don't get it.
Well, you know, PDC is really about so much more than just the content. So we hope that you'll make it there. You know, we've got a ton of reasons listed on MicrosoftPDC.com about why you should be at the event. But again, if you can't make it and you want to see what's coming in Win7 or a cloud services story or what have you, we've got a lot of great content as well.
And we're talking about a lot of recordings here, right? As working on the content, we've got about 200 sessions.
Oh, yeah.
That we'll have a little more than 200 sessions at the actual event. So this is a lot of video.
Yeah,
this is a serious number of hours.
It might take you between now and the next PDC to watch
to watch it all. At least, to grok it all.
Yep.
So this is all hosted on Channel 9. I know each session has its own little page.
Yep,
right.
So,
exactly.
So what formats can I download this video in? Is it just
it's everything
streaming
that channel,
and downloadable?
Everything mm-hmm. that Channel 9 has. So it means WMA, MP4, WMV, low-res, high-res, and Zoom.
Yep.
Wow.
And so if you take a look actually at sessions.visitmix.com, you can see the format we're using. So it's the presenter's laptop or whatever they're showing on the screen. That might be PowerPoint, it might be the demo, mm-hmm. And the talking head. So you can actually see the video of the presenter as well.
Oh, so it's like picture in picture.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, like very some cool. of your screencasts.
That's right. That's right.
That we were going to get to before we were rudely interrupted.
So rudely interrupted by us. Yeah, totally. So we get lots of views on these things, right? We get a certain audience at the event, but we get like millions and millions of people that are
oh,
watching
yeah.
these things.
Last time I ran the stats for the Mix 08, it was like 5 million plus views
wow.
on the Mix 08 session recording. So you think of an event like Mix, you know, maybe holds 2,000 people at the venue itself, but then there's millions of people out there that want to see the content. So it's huge, big time.
I think it's awesome. We've been doing this for a while now, but the fact, I mean, right now we're in, you know, the budget. Or the economy sucks right now.
Yeah.
And we get some people who just say they can't come.
Mm-hmm.
Or we get students, for example, who can't get away from school or can't afford to come or whatever the case may be. This is a great way to see the content.
Definitely.
If you're not prevented from consuming the content at all, you might not be able to attend in person and get all that great stuff, but you can at least, you know, get the education
yeah.
and then see
yeah.
what we're talking about online.
And you know, lots of conferences do put their sessions online, but I think what makes us unique is that they'll go online within 24 hours. So you can read about it while it's hot. You can take a look mm-hmm. at the press release next day, go find out what it is we're talking about, and really see it for yourself.
And I know it actually helps, I hope it helps decide which sessions I should go to. So if I've got two conflicts,
oh,
I
yeah.
can pick the one I really need to be there in person and just mm-hmm. know I can grab the other one later.
Definitely.
So, and keynote streaming,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You are going to be
two of the four.
Yep, so both of the Ray Ozzie keynotes will be streamed.
Yeah, so people that want that instant gratification that can't go to the event can actually watch that live.
Mm-hmm.
Real
time. Plus, you got discussion forums or a discussion thread under each session, right?
That's a great point, yes. So if you want to talk to the speaker or talk to other people or just say, hey, I think this is really cool, or I wish Microsoft would change this feature when they ship it, then you can just participate in the conversation like you would for any other Channel 9 video.
And these can happen like today. Like you can go there and kind of
Put
some comments in. Maybe the speaker will address them. It's not just after the presentation.
Wow.
Right. So if you go to MicrosoftPDC.com and click on the agenda mm-hmm. and find a session you're interested in, there's actually a session details button on there that will take you over to Channel 9 today, which is where the session recording will live in the future. But if you just wanted to say, hey, you know, Scott Guthrie, I hope that in your demo you'll show XYZ, then, you know, go ahead and post that. No guarantees that Scott will get it into his demo, but that's always good feedback for them too. To hear before they get up. And
did we just do an accidental feature reveal? Have we said that X, Y, and Z is going to be in depth and stuff?
Oh, jeez.
It's XYZ.net.
We may have to edit this.
Yes.
We totally may have to edit this.
Exactly, yeah.
So what, I mean.